At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
You always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today on a busy three-hour program. Great guests, including Nigel Seeley with his best soccer bets for the weekend. That's going to be in 45 minutes this hour here on Follow the Money. And Pauly, we do have a lot of football on today's show, obviously, with one game tonight in the NFL. And now this point spread is a pretty rock solid across the board. Seahawks favored by 3.5 and a total of 40. The movement happened right away 2 days ago, of course, when it was announced that Drew Lock has COVID and he's going to miss this game. So that went from 5.5 down to 3.5. And that's where we're sitting right now.
Yeah. And that's, again, that's enormous. And you were looking at Lock and Smith for all the game or much of the game. And now it'll be a lot of Eason. In the second half, Geno's supposed to play the first half, and it could be Simeon against Eason for the money, or Peterman, because even though the Bears were horrendous in the first half last week, they got the win and now play the Chiefs in the second half. So you don't expect Lockett or Metcalf to play, and now you're looking at Eason as well. The other thing, too.
Eason can play. He was good last year in the preseason.
Okay. I know it's still a big difference, though, because I don't have a Lock or Smith in the second half. The other thing is, they let the Steelers, and especially Pickett, march up and down the field on them with three different quarterbacks, 15 missed tackles in that game. So Carroll was hot and bothered by that. We'll see if they clean that up and fix that tonight. And I can't get there with the 3.5 now with the Lock news.
Yeah. No, I happened to catch the news when it broke, again, 2 days ago. So I grabbed some on the Bears plus 5.5. I will tell you, I don't love the bet. The only reason why I bet it is because I knew the number was going to move. How far? Wasn't sure at the time, but it moved a full 2 points now. So we'll see. I probably will just stick with that bet and do nothing with it. Maybe in play. Might be an opportunity to come back with maybe a little bit on Seattle. We'll see how it goes. But as for like season-long outlooks on these two teams, I mean, when you look at the overall rosters of both of them, it is no surprise why they are power-rated at or near the very bottom of like everybody's list, right? Including the Bears and all of this. Talk about, you know, sharp bettors coming in on the under 6.5 wins for Chicago this year, betting them to have the worst record in the league. I said this probably 2 months ago. I look at this season already, and we're still in August, as like a throwaway for Justin Fields because I know it's going to happen already. The Bears are going to be bad. It's going to look ugly a lot of the time. And people are just going to be completely overreacting, saying Fields was a terrible pick and he can't play.
Yeah.
And I need to tell you one more time that you cannot do that this year because they're not helping the guy out. I mean, they are slotted right now, Paulie, at the left tackle position to start a fifth-round pick from April. I mean, that's how bad, like, the offensive line is going to be, has a chance to be awful, so he's going to be running for his life. And then when you look at the weapons so far, like, I like Mooney. Mooney can play. I think he's a good receiver, but he's your number one. Who's going to be the number two? Injuries already to Pringle, and that's, if you're going to say that Pringle's going to be your number two to start a season, ugh, boy, that's rough.
I know.
And then Harry, hurt as well.
Can't play.
Yep.
Can't catch a cold. Disaster pick by New England.
Yep. Equimania St. Brown. Tajay Sharpe made some nice catches last week, but okay, he also has a couple of years under his belt where it's like, you know, that didn't really provide that much. So when you look at the overall weapons of, you know, how are they going to score? Defense is going to be bad. Montgomery is, I think, probably the – Montgomery and Mooney are clearly the two best players on this team offensively in terms of skill positions. You know, saying that because we don't really know what Fields is going to be like, although I liked the pick a couple of years ago. Yes, I think it's going to be a rough year for him.
Yeah, this is unfortunate for our friends in Chicago and also the NFL because they're a big market and a huge fan base, and they're going to struggle again this year. And when you're looking at this yesterday and also with your breakdown and why Seattle could be one of the worst teams in the NFC, I still think they're head and shoulders above the Bears. When you look at talent and what they could have, if they get average quarterback play.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Bears averaged 18 points per game last year. In today's NFL, that's a joke.
It is.
And that's 27th in the league. You're right. Pringle, the number two wide receiver. Harry can't play. Ugh. The issues with the offensive line? No, thank you.
Yep. So what do you think of some of their season-long numbers here in the markets that you can find? For example, Mooney at Bet Rivers, total receiving yards is 950.5. It's even money to go over. His touchdowns on the year is 4.5. Well, here's the thing. Like, I know, to your point, 18 points per game. Not a lot to like there, but they're going to score at least a little bit this year. They're going to have to when they're down, let's say, 27-6 in the third quarter and the defense, you know, gives
very
up a
good.
Little bit.
I thought the same thing. Very good. Yards in blowouts. Trailing three touchdowns a lot.
Yep.
What happens in the second half, fourth quarter? Absolutely. Because someone has to get the catches and the yards, and Mooney had 140 targets last year.
That's a big number.
So to me, he's got to get over. Right? I would have to go, and he's the only guy who made a play in the first half against the Chiefs.
Yeah, I see him in a 17-game season, Paul, when, and by the way, side note for what it's worth, I'm high on Mooney this year in fantasy drafts. If you can get him in the right spot, that does make a lot of sense to me. If he's going to be getting those targets again this year, I would think that 950.5 is going to be a good bet. The Montgomery rushing yards is 825.5. I hear all the time about this Khalil Herbert kid. Mm-hmm. That's going to challenge him. Let's be honest here. He's a nice player. Montgomery was really, really good last year. But again, problems on the offensive line.
Stay healthy.
825.5 yards.
Yeah, seems low.
It's a low number.
Can he stay healthy? That's another thing,
right,
too.
Right.
Right. And then with Seattle, with the wide receivers, I'd like to know who the quarterback's going to be.
Right.
But also, they're going to, I would imagine, deep shots down the field as well. If you can get Lockett to get up to 1,200 yards, and Metcalf can't have 1,000 yards. He couldn't do it last year. Maybe will he do it again? But he had 129 targets and still couldn't get 1,000 yards.
Yeah, I know. His number's 920. Think about this. Metcalf, who is this, you know, total freak at the position, he has a total of 25 fewer yards than Mooney. So if Locke would be the starting quarterback, does that interest you a little bit more in what this offense can do this year? Locke has to be a little bit better than Geno Smith, no?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay.
Well, Geno was okay when he was in there when Wilson got hurt. So
he was all right.
But that, I also want to know what the game plan was. I mean, are they going to be consistently taking shots down the field? Because they got Unfrozen Caveman Lawyer as their coach.
Yep.
Let's go back to 1982 and run the ball. Pound, ground and pound, which is, you know, field position and punt, fourth and one.
Mm-hmm.
Ridiculous. So, I guess Lockett will be the deep guy and throw some bombs to Lockett. But I cause for concern if Metcalf couldn't get 1,000 yards with Wilson. What's he going to do with these guys?
I would concur with that. It's unfortunate that the quarterback play is such a crapshoot at this point because the weapons are really good here with Lockett and Metcalf. And also, oh, by the way, in that Russell Wilson deal, They did bring over a tight end in Noah Fant who can play, and yes, he was effective last year for the Broncos. But the problem is, obviously, if the quarterback can't get him the ball, then what do those weapons do? Not much. And Penny had a great stretch last year. I know that he was popular to lead the league in rushing yards going back a good month or so. But the injury history, I have concerns. And then I think that, you know, Carroll was talking yesterday that Walker's going to be okay for week one, he thinks. But surgery, that's the non-hernia now. So he has the hernia and then a surgery that's not on the hernia. I would say that's a little concerning.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
And so for a guy, no surprise here, though, right? Because you had Wilson for all those years, and you love to run the football, and you have Penny, who's coming off this great season last year. Second-round pick, let's take Kenneth Walker. Come on. Come on. Let's just go out there and, like you said, run the football a little bit more than what we have in the past.
Yeah. Well, they are spoiled, though. It was a hell of a run. You have to give them credit. It was a hell of a run for that organization.
Oh, yeah.
But it was time to move on from Carroll a while ago. As we've talked about many times on this show, when guys are tuning you out, when Sherman was there, he goes, it's the same message, stale. It's the same speech over and over again. How far back does that go?
I'll tell you right now, if somebody would have offered me, let's say 5 years ago, who's going to be the first person gone in Seattle, Russell Wilson or Pete Carroll, I would have laughed.
I know.
I would have said, as much money as possible on Pete Carroll. There is no way an organization would lean keeping a coach at his age like him over one of the best quarterbacks in the league. There's no way that they would do that, and I would have been dead wrong. And I still can't believe they did it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, as I said, when they traded the guy, good luck finding your next franchise quarterback. It is not easy.
Bad offensive coordinators, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yes. No creativity, no imagination. Tied in with Carroll. Let Russ cook. Let Russ have some input with the offense. All of it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep. 0-0-0.
But, you know, it could be a fun watch tonight. Who knows? It's kind of unlikely, but it is NFL on TV, so I don't think it'll be that bad. Especially that if you have a bet involved, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think? How about last night in baseball? Good fun. Good finishes. My God, boy, the Yankees needed that.
With the two teams in New York?
Yes, the rain delays. Donaldson hits the walk-off grand slam. Vicious beat on Tampa.
Mets had to hang in to win 9-7 after getting out to a big lead.
Yeah, Beatty goes deep. That was huge.
I'll give
Mets
you another one, Paul.
That. Yep.
I got a text from a buddy after the Dodgers game was over with, and they won, and Gonsolin was so good.
Yes, he
text
was.
That said, so we're just going to ignore this guy if he's 18-1 with a sub-2 ERA and a whip of like 0.9? Like, he can't.
Right.
He can't beat Alcantara. He's 40-1 today to win the NL Cy Young.
If you want to play that game, 20-1 with a 1-9.
That doesn't get the job done.
That's a fair point.
So has Alcantara separated himself that much from a guy like Gonsolin? And by the way, Gonsolin's like the fifth guy on the board, sixth guy on the board.
I know. I saw a breakdown where his numbers rival Kershaw's MVP year. Sandy.
Okay.
So, but I know that this is getting interesting if he continues to do this.
You can't ignore it.
I know. Great start. Another good win for the Dodgers. Yep.
Yeah. And now today with the odds here, I mean.
Oh, well, yeah. When a team has 80 wins at this point, I know the power rating and everything, and they're going to, but Burns even money at home.
That's
against Haney. I think you got to have to take Burns.
I'm slightly surprised by that.
Mm-hmm.
I am. It is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, we will run down more of the betting action from last night in Win Some, Lose Some. And we have opening night and Christmas Day odds for the NBA. As the first hour here is brought to you by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. you'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, we had more soccer yesterday. 0-0 draw, West Brom Cardiff, plus 285. MLB favorites went 12-3. Diamondbacks surprised the Giants. They were 2-1. The A's plus 150 beat the Rangers. Do you believe this? A loser with the Phillies. Suarez was great again. The Phillies couldn't score. 1-0 Cincinnati. Suarez doesn't allow a run.
Cannot tell you how much I hate this Reds team because of that bet that I have on them under 67 wins.
Yeah.
It's driving me crazy.
Just lay down. Come on. The Phillies can't score.
They can't get a single run last night for Suarez.
I would like to go back and look, which is difficult. But again, when a team erupts the night before, is it just, remember, what's the line? Save some of those for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They score 11 and they get shut out against a bad pitcher.
Steve Mackin had that yesterday on VSiN.
God.
He said there's a very good angle that when they go nuts one day, the next day, just,
Yep. Yep. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos and these tweets. This one's great. Dog hanging, the big fella hanging out on the chair, and this goes on and on and on. Or he's jumping up on the hammock and then coming back down and falls back. He's got a big smile on his face, and he's a big fella, too. So that's going to go up and like a teeter-totter every single time.
That's exactly what he is. He's playing teeter-totter with himself.
Yeah, right. Yeah, imagine just look out. What's Rusty up to?
Jeez.
Oh, okay. And he's doing this for 5 minutes, going up and down. That is excellent. We've showed this before, probably a year ago, but it's so funny. With the dog looking at the shampoo. Get it down. Okay. I'll stack it up. Let me knock that down.
Not that one.
Let me knock that one down. Look at it. Yeah. Love it. Then he starts to bark. He looks up. Oh, I got like five of them over here, too. Wait a second. I'll just do the same thing with the right paw now. And just, knock all 10 of the shampoo.
Yeah. You think I'm taking a bath? I don't think so.
In the shower. And he looks around. One more? Can I do it again? Yeah. That's going, too.
All right.
That's going, too. That is excellent. Dustin sent this in. See what we're walking in? Always good for a bear video. Look at this. Climbing the fence, no problem.
Wow, is he getting out of jail?
Oh,
what the hell's going on here?
I know. Right. Like Jurassic Park. Stay away from the T-Rex. Look at that. No, easy. piece of cake. All right, just coming right back down, and I'm going to just go scale the place. Smooth criminal.
That's barbed wire on top, too, and he's like, I don't care.
Wow.
Get out of here.
Wow, was that easy. Imagine, all the things you're going to see driving down the road.
Yeah, right.
This guy. And I am on board with this. Can I interest you in a king crab and shrimp pizza?
No.
No? Really?
You're going to scoff at pineapple pizza, absolutely. But you're going to tell me, come on, your priorities are backwards here.
I'll give that a shot. Why not?
Why does that have to be on pizza? Just give me the king crab and the lobster.
Okay, well, that's not bad. Dunking it, too? There you go.
That's a little excessive.
Get in there, Mitch. Come on. One, lose some. I finished The Girlfriend Who Didn't Exist on Netflix. Manti Te'o.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Very good.
Is it worth watching?
You feel bad for the kid and how it ends. His emotional speech at the end. I also might want a little blame on the parents. Because he was sheltered and didn't know any better. And it was just religion, school, and football. That's it. Now, why would you never FaceTime or say, can I see you? Can we? Was Skype around then? Yeah. Can I Skype you? I mean, we never. And then the thing that did him in was he lied and said, I met her, which never happened. But then I didn't even know the actual woman, Diane O'Meara, whatever her name was, because the guy that catfished him was using her pictures. I didn't know she did an interview. And then he went on Katie Couric with the exclusive, and his parents are sitting next to him, and she goes, are you gay? And that was like they show all the media reports when the story happened.
Oh.
And that's what everyone was saying. Well, it's got to be. I mean, and then he was never the same player because he couldn't get out of his mind, and it just ruined him.
That was very predictable.
Yeah, he fell out of the first round, couldn't play, out of the league in a few years, went to 3 years with the Chargers, I think a couple with the Saints, and was never the same player.
Remember how good he was at Notre Dame?
He was awful in the championship game.
Terrible.
He had to
Alabama.
Carry that around. That's
he was. I mean, I saw, the only thing I've seen from it so far is a minute of his speech where he's like breaking down a little bit
at the end,
and that's all I mean, how do you not feel bad for the guy?
Sure.
I mean, my immediate takeaway from that was enough picking on this guy. Let him live his life for the rest of however. That's absurd how much
he tells the
sadness was like floating around.
Yeah, he would tell the story. People would want to come over. Hey, can I get a picture? They would take the picture, then they would mock him.
Laugh
right behind his back. He goes, okay, this is good. Sif sent in from several people. Thanks to the listeners. A lady went through the Taco Bell drive-thru and ordered almost $300 worth of tacos. The lady behind her, because that's 45 minutes of line. They're like, what's going on? Lady gets out to try to shame her and go, what are you doing? And the lady knew. At least she owned it. She buried her hand in her face, covered it up, knew she made a mistake. We also just got an email that the guy went to the Portillo's we were at. No notice. Walks in at lunchtime, orders $1,500 worth of food.
Yeah, never gave him a heads up.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Go inside if you're going to do this at a Taco Bell and give them some heads up if you're going to order $1,500 for lunch for everybody.
Right. Think about other human beings once. I mean, it should be pretty obvious the do's and don'ts when you go to a restaurant like this.
Yes. Bad beats. Rays plus 120. 7-4 in the 10th. They blow it. Donaldson with the grand slam. A's Rangers under 8.5. 3-1 in the 8th. And a bad beat, too. The Guardians struck out 3 times to start the 8th inning, but scored 6 runs after the third batter reached on a drop third strike. It's the first time in the expansion era, 1961, that a team scored 6 runs in an inning after its first 3 batters all struck out. I mean, they should be out of the inning, and they win the game. Detroit loses the game.
Yeah. That's a bad beat if you had the Tigers last night.
Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now. Code 250MATCH. Learn more. BetRivers.com. Great job, Jeannie Buss. Hello, Los Angeles. Great job by the Lakers. They get a 2-year extension for LeBron. He's now locked up for the next 3 years, and then it's a player option. So, I mean, people forget how good he was last year.
I don't think they do.
I heard a couple of people. Why would you give him that kind of money? He's done. I go, what?
Wait, they said he's done?
No, a couple of people I was. They're not big NBA fans. I go, okay. That's an asinine statement. He almost led the league in scoring.
Paulie, if LeBron didn't get hurt last year to end the season, he was going to lead the league in scoring. And he was going to get like 35 a game in the last week to wrap that up. Because he was leading the league before he got hurt. And then Embiid, who had finished with a bunch of points to overtake him.
He averaged 38-6 last year. And if you can't lock him up, then what happens? Then where are you at? I mean, at least you're still holding out hope for Kyrie, or maybe can make another trade here. But this is You know, great news for the Lakers to get that done. And the other thing, the numbers came out. The Lakers are at Golden State opening night, the doubleheader. They're getting 6.5.
Yeah, it's between 5.5 and 6.5, depending on where you look. The opener was 6.5 here to book in town. 5.5 I'm looking at right now. When I first saw 6.5, my original thought was, that's a tad high. Tad high.
Okay.
It is now August 18th today, so it is, you know, it's 2 months away, but that was my initial reaction. And then the other game on opening night, Sixers at Boston, Celtics laying 5 in that game against Embiid.
Good game, yes.
Ah, that's a rock-solid opening night.
I like the Sixers 3.5 against the Knicks the first game on Christmas. And the other thing, does the league know something here? The Utah Jazz have one national TV game. It's against the Knicks in November. In November.
Well, they're probably assuming that Mitchell's going to get traded.
I don't think you have to know much
other than
well,
that team's going to be terrible.
I hope that happens. Well, I hope it's to the Knicks is what I mean. That's who they play.
Yeah.
The league also helped the Lakers out. They're tied for the fewest back-to-backs and the most rest advantage games as well.
Well, how about 15 teams? Check that. 5 teams actually have 15 back-to-backs, including the Warriors. 15 back-to-backs throughout the season? Oh.
Yeah.
That is rough.
Utah has 10 before New Year's.
Uh-huh. The Heat, they have 14.
Their win total's 31.5 at one spot. There's no way. Right? No chance.
Well, they haven't traded Mitchell yet.
I think it's going to happen, but still, even if he, you know, he'll be traded eventually. And then with they're trying to tank.
Got a haul back, though, for Gobert as well.
Like but it doesn't help them now. It's all picks. It's down the road.
Well, they got a bunch of players who can actually, you know, go on the court and do something in this league.
I'm glad you brought that up. So the Timberwolves make this great trade, right? We're contenders. We're going for it. They're only $3 to make the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
You give up all those picks, I would hope you'd be a contender.
Oh, I would think so, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Celtics on Christmas Day, 4.5 against the Bucks.
Good game.
Celtics power rating is going to be to the moon this year.
Yep. Dallas 4 at home against the Lakers.
Any thought on that one?
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I look over there. 218. And then Golden State, 4.5 against Memphis. One of the late games.
I had somebody reach out to me yesterday. Say he's really good on the NBA. He said he grabbed a certain number on a Christmas Day game, and I'm like, it's like, what is it, 5 months away?
Yeah.
I'm like, good for you. You're probably going to get a good number because you're really good at this, but I'm like, I'm not betting a net Christmas Day game in the NBA on August 17th. Thanks, but I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
So.
I got you.
All right. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook invites you to add some variety to your baseball bets with new same-game parlays. Every game this baseball season, you can combine game bets and player props to create perfect Bet Rivers combinations. Whether you're looking to increase your payouts or favorites to make your own long shot, you could add a little extra spice to your game with same-game parlays at Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Download the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app and make your baseball same-game parlays today.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Guides out. NFL guide drops next week. Bet smarter this season. We profile every team, trends, power ratings, win totals, playoff predictions, Heisman talk, Adam Kramer's top 10 games. And the only way to get access to this year's betting guide, become a VSEN All Access subscriber. Get the discounted rate, get access to everything we do now through the Super Bowl for $175 or join us for $40 a month. Up your betting game, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Paulie, your level of surprise to hear that it is currently trending in Carolina to have Baker Mayfield start week one for the Panthers against the Browns.
Yep, not surprised.
Nope.
And appears to be all over and glowing reports early on about how he looked so good and was picking up the offense within the first 10 days.
Yep.
And you do not like Darnold, so couple that in with how he played last year and what his career has been like. I think, you know, again, it's been beat up this guy for a year straight. And, you know, we forget he was right there with a chance to beat Kansas City.
He was.
Baker 2 years ago and go to the AFC title game.
So players are allowed to change their mind. And, you know, Robbie Anderson went to social media and he tweeted out a bunch of things in favor of Sam Darnold when they actually made this move. And Anderson said this week that Mayfield is, quote, smart. He's picked up the offense, like you said, Paulie. He said rapidly. I like his energy a lot. I like that a lot about him, like his leadership and his confidence. So Anderson now talking glowingly about one Baker Mayfield.
And I know people like to say, well, running backs don't mean anything, no value. Well, McCaffrey means a lot to this team. And as Paul Charchian said last Thursday, and he's high on the Panthers, McCaffrey stays healthy, it's a whole new ball game for Carolina.
It
At
is.
Least they have a chance.
It is. So how about some of these markets now that you can bet in terms of players setting the all-time record and with the numbers in a 17-game season now? For example, will any player break the record for most passing touchdowns in the regular season? They have to go over 55 and a half.
Yes.
The yes is 10-1.
10-1, yeah. The only – see what you think. I can only look at Brady there because of how they love to throw inside the five and how he loves Evans as well. And that's a big if with Brady. But that's the only guy because you saw what he did last year. That's and maybe they're involved in some high-scoring games.
You mean to hit 56?
To break the yeah, to break the record. Passing touchdowns.
See, I do think that because of the 17-game schedule, all of these records are eventually going to go down. And that can absolutely happen. You might be right about Brady. You know, I don't think a guy like Derek Carr could set the record, but they like to throw, and they brought in Adams, and Adams was a big weapon for Green Bay inside the five-yard line.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually like Derek Carr to go over 29.5 touchdowns this year. I don't think he's going to get to 56. It's crazy talk. But, yeah, Mahomes, I think, although he's had 50 in his career, now with no Tyreek Hill,
mm-hmm.
I know the idea of spreading it around is great to some, but to get to 56 now, probably not him. I think this year it stays put, but eventually down the road, that's going to get snapped. Will any player break the record for most passing yards, which is 5,477.5? Now, that could happen.
Oh, sure.
I think you have several candidates that could actually make a run at
this. Yes, the extra game. You're right. Who would? Yep.
Well, Brady last year threw for more than 5,000.
Yep. You can still throw, if Stafford stays healthy, you can throw him in there, too. Could you put Kirk in there? I mean, Kirk should put up big numbers if he plays every game.
Give you another guy. What if this Chargers defense isn't as good as what people are thinking it's going to be?
Okay.
And playing in that division, and the Chargers are going to be involved, in theory, in a lot of shootouts. Herbert, with his arm, that cannon, his weapons.
Mm-hmm. I would lean more to the Raiders, though. We know they don't have a good defense. That could be your car situation.
That one, car number instead of the touchdowns?
Not touchdowns, yards.
And they just say, well, our offensive line's not that great. We're going to say screw the running backs. Yeah. And
well, you know what they think of Jacobs already.
Already, yeah.
Yes. Playing him in the Hall of Fame game. So, right. That could be, he's got three guys now in the last couple of years that have 100 receptions to throw to, and they could be involved in a lot of high-scoring games.
But look at that. The yes is plus 250. Again, that's going to go down in the next couple of years, I would think. And then the same, it's a little bit higher. But will any player break the record for most receiving yards in a season set last year by Cooper Kupp, 1964? Yep. Yes is plus 350. Could it go down back-to-back years? Sure it could.
Yeah. Kupp, Jefferson, Chase.
Start
right there. Yes. Absolutely.
You have to keep in mind that these teams could be involved in playoff races where their lives are on the line, so to speak, and they don't have a seed or a playoff spot wrapped up, and they got to play all 17 games. Poor defense. The reports out of camp in Minnesota are just they couldn't be any higher, and which is now starting to scare me a little bit because I'm so high on them as well.
Uh-huh.
But the stuff on Jefferson is to the moon.
Right.
Some person's going to get 2,000 yards in this category at some point.
Right.
It will happen.
And the sport has completely changed. Well, yes, you can definitely make a case, and it's reflected in the number with the passing and receiving. I don't – no way. I think there's a better chance to break the passing touchdowns than the record for rushing. I mean, you got to go – the Adrian Peterson year was just a fluke in terms of no one plays like that anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was – Ponder was their quarterback. And it was their whole game plan was we're giving this guy as many carries, and he was a home run hitter. I mean, that stretch he had, he carried him to the playoffs, and he was good for it seemed like a 70-yard touchdown run every game.
Oh, he was the MVP that year. Yeah,
it was crazy.
Yeah, he was.
To think someone's gonna have 2,200 rushing yards or 21 and change.
Yeah, I can't get there.
No, who's gonna get that many carries? Who plays like that?
Yeah, that's the one with a 17-game season. Even with the extra game, I'm like running backs. The way they split carries now to get that many yards. Ah, boy, that's a lot of wear and tear.
Right.
And teams are – Frank Reich already came out and said, I don't
that's
want
right.
Jonathan Taylor to lead the league in touches. Taylor's in his third year.
The only guy is Henry, but he's coming off an injury. And how much do they want to use him? You're going to run him into the ground again.
Now, he had a chance to maybe get that a couple of years ago, but that was probably the one chance for him to actually break it. And then most touched, boy, that year, when LaDainian Tomlinson set the all-time record, don't forget, he had a couple of passing touchdowns that year, too. He was so freaking good. 31 touchdowns. Will anybody break that record? The yes is 18-1. That one, I think, is going to stand for a long time.
That was the 14-2 year, and they lost to the Patriots?
I'll never forget that season.
Gave that game
I will
away
never
then?
Forget it.
Oh, God.
I was so high, and I had future tickets on them across the board. I watched them lose, I think it was in like week 2 or week 3 to the Ravens, and I'm like, that's the best team in football. Chargers are phenomenal. And that guy just, he just destroyed everything, and they lost right away in the playoffs. They gave the game away.
Sure.
Typical Chargers back then.
Yep.
And so a couple of other things here for record breakers.
These are good.
Well, for, you know, other season-long props as well. You like this under. You're betting this.
Oh, I like all these under.
Longest field goal, 62.5?
Right, yep.
Okay. Longest regular season reception, 94.5?
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
What do you mean,
come on? A 95-yard catch?
Oh, that can happen.
Unlikely, I would say. Okay. I want to go under all these. 92-yard touchdown or 92-yard rush? How many times are you going to... You're going to start a drive inside the 5, and then you're going to house it.
And that's minus 110, by the way.
I know. These are great.
I like that one. The reception, I'm not a big fan of, but the longest rush, I would like to go under 91.5.
Uh-huh.
Here's your other one, too, that kind of ties in. Longest regular season touchdown from scrimmage is 94.5.
Yeah. Played that last year, one, I believe, yeah.
You played it under?
Yeah. William Hill always would offer that.
We do get the occasional 95, 97, 98-yard touchdown. Hell, I had Brandon Cooks in fantasy a couple years ago when he had a 98-yarder for the Saints. I was going nuts at the sports book. Going absolutely crazy.
There you go. All right. Excellent.
Most INTs, 8.5 this season. Do you think Diggs can repeat what he did last year for the Cowboys?
I could see that.
Remember, he also allowed the most passing yards by any cornerback in the entire league. What a year that was for him.
Yeah, I know.
Like a pick six waiting to happen, but here's two touchdowns the other way.
Yeah. The other one I like is the rushing, the individual, individual 200 rushing yard games.
Okay.
2.5 under minus 140. And then, but I would say under with that, but over with the wide receivers. Individual 200 receiving yard games, 3.5 for the whole season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Chase can't do that. Jefferson, come on.
Well, I think there are several players who can do that.
Oh, you're right. That could also be a fluke with some guy who's not a huge name. It just happens to go off and has maybe an 80-yard touchdown off the bat and gets there. But I would go over with wide receivers and under with running backs.
This is a lot of fun that you can bet on this stuff. I mean, again, the highest receiving touchdowns is 15.5. Man, again, different style of football. This is not the same NFL as it was 15, 20 years ago, as we all know. A receiver to get to 16, that happens more than you think. I would lean to the over on 15.5 on that one, and the most rushing touchdowns is 16.5. Well, when LeGarrette Blount can lead the league in rushing touchdowns with like 18 a few years ago, anything can happen.
Good point. Also, if you want to chase a record or go after it. I mean, remember what the Patriots were doing in 07? Especially that Sunday night game against Buffalo. I think Moss had 4 in the first half.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's just now it's like, okay, he's close. Let's get him the record. Let's throw him here. I mean, it's like nothing you can do about it. And exclusively looking for him in the red zone, too. And then you had the bombs as well.
That's another season I'll never forget because sports books midway through the season would not allow you to parlay Patriots in the over anymore. And it would have completely flipped.
Right. Yeah.
They would have won everything. Sportsbooks would have won everything from like week 9 on. Because they were not covering those big spreads.
Oh, 24-point favorite in one game, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think they 21? Were favored by 20-plus in like 3 games down the stretch.
21 on the road, I think. The
Ravens,
Monday night game.
Eagles.
Yeah.
Oh. Unreal. What, can you believe it's 15 years ago? Jesus. Up next, best soccer bets from the weekend. Coming up with Nigel Seeley here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we got to give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are going to be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Los Angeles, New York, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. Here we go. Soccer time every Thursday. The great Nigel Seeley at Seeley_Nigel on Twitter. We'll get to the plays coming up in a second. Since I've known you, you've ripped Man United. You haven't liked any manager that they've had. You didn't like this guy who they brought in, and now they're in last place. They've yet to score. The only goal was an own goal. It was a debacle against Brentford. What is wrong with this club, and how long is it going to take to fix it?
Well, hello, both of you guys. Where do we start with Manchester United? I think we have to go all the way back to when Sir Alex Ferguson left the club. He realised that the players he had at the club needed wholesale changes. He didn't fancy the dressing room, so he left. They've never brought in the right manager. They've brought in David Moyes. They brought in Louis van Gaal. They brought in Jose Mourinho, who was probably past his best in the Premier League. And there was always one manager that I thought should have had the job, and that was Mauricio Pochettino. They had the opportunity to go for Conte, and they decided not to go for him, and they've gone for an unproven man in Erik ten Hag from Ajax. And I remember saying to you a few weeks ago when I was in Vegas, you know, me and you, Paulie, could get Ajax to win the Dutch league. That's how poor the Dutch league is.
Uh-huh.
The trouble is with them is that they've spent a huge amount of money on very average players. £80 million for Harry Maguire. That's, to me, ludicrous. They would hope they spent a huge amount of wages on Ronaldo. They can't offload him at the moment. You know, he doesn't want to, no other club wants to take him on at this precise time. There's talk of some clubs, but it comes with a huge wage bill. And they're pretty much stuck where they are. I mean, the Glazers are getting a lot of the blame. The stadium isn't, it used to be the great stadium in English football, but it's old now. It's not nowhere near as good as Tottenham or some of the new stadiums in England. And they're a fading giant, and they've got to move fast. I mean, they've got a big game this weekend against Liverpool, and everyone in the world expects them to get beat. I'm not so sure. Yeah. We'll come on to that in a minute. But I think that this is a rebuild process that's going to take a very, very long time. When Man United sort of first come on the Premier League's 30 years old this year. They had the best youth system in the world. All the young players coming through, David Beckham, Ryan Giggs, Paul Scholes, Nicky Butt, legends. There's no one coming through. They've had problems scoring goals. They've suspended their main goal threat, the kid that he thought was going to be great because of his off-field behaviour in Greenwood. And they're a club in big turmoil. Big turmoil. It's going to take a long, long time to rebuild it.
Okay.
What's worst case scenario for that team? Bottom half, or could it be worse than that?
I think bottom half is the worst, Mitch. I can't see him getting relegated. I can't see him finish bottom six. You've got to remember, this is Manchester United. And some of the players they've linked with at the moment are sheer desperation. But they will entice some players to come to them. They have to offload. And I think they will get it. They'll improve, but really it's a terrible start. But we saw this time last season, Arsenal started with three losses in the Premier League. We're in the bottom and ended up finishing fifth. Should have got the Champions League. So things can change very quickly. But at the moment, they stink.
All right, to the plays. And I'm with you on this one. And the nil-nil detector could be out from the jump. Everton and Nottingham Forest, as you've tweeted a couple times, where's the offense coming from? How is Everton going to score? Let's go under 2.5. Explain your rationale.
I love the under 2.5 goals here. -125 as you can get with some bookmakers. Everton create literally nothing. All the goals last season come from virtually two players. Rekalison, who's now gone to Tottenham, and Calvert-Lewin, who was their top goal scorer, not last season, but the season before. He's out injured. So where do they score? I just don't see where they score. They've got no creativity. They've shored up their defence. They brought in two players, Tarkowski from Burnley and Connor Cody from Wolves. Good, solid Premier League players who make them much harder to break down from defensive unit. But from an attacking unit, I just don't see where the goals are going to come from. They've been playing a young kid in the attacking position, a guy called Anthony Gordon, who's more of a winger, but he's playing a more central role. He's only scored 4 goals in 37 matches. Their only goal this season is an own goal as well. They could still be playing today against Chelsea. They wouldn't have scored.
Right.
They were very poor against Aston Villa. And they play a Nottingham Forest side who you would expect to finish towards the bottom of the table rather than the top of the table. And newly promoted teams at the beginning of the season really, really tread very carefully, try to pick up points. And I think Forest have been quite, you know, they've bought a lot of new players, time to gel. But I think they'll play Everton with some respect. And both of their games this season, Forest, have both gone under 2.5 as well. So I think that's a really, really low-scoring game. Everton, Nottingham Forest, under 2.5.
All right. There was a couple draws last week, so listen carefully. Draw, no bet. Very important. Draw, no bet. What do you think in the Crystal Palace match?
Yeah, a lot of people mention me about draw, no bet. It's the same as the Asian handicap off scratch or side off scratch. Obviously, if it's a draw, the bet is a push. I'm not actually predicting this game will be a draw, but it wouldn't surprise me to be a draw. I like the pre-season chances of both Crystal Palace and Aston Villa. And one thing Crystal Palace are very, very good at home is beating teams in or around them in that mid-table of the Premier League. They've got an excellent record against those kind of sides. And they take on Aston Villa, who Aston Villa beat Everton last time out 2-1. But I was far from impressed by Aston Villa. But Aston Villa's match come with a huge cost. Their record signing, the defender from Seville, Diego Carlos, he is out. Injured. He's got an injury. He's out for about 3 or 4 months. He's ruled out. They've also got injury concerns to Matty Cash, who's probably their best ball back. He supplies so many assists for the team. And they're probably their biggest creative midfield player is Philippe Coutinho, the ex-Liverpool player in midfield. He's out as well. So they've got really, really big injury problems, Aston Villa. Crystal Palace, very hard to beat. On the back of a 1-1 draw against Liverpool up at Anfield, I know they were helped by the sending off, but Palace played well. I thought Palace played really well in the second half against Arsenal. First half, Arsenal were brilliant. But I don't see Crystal Palace losing this game against an injury-hit Aston Villa side. So I like Crystal Palace on the draw, no bet market. which I think is about minus, I think it's about minus 125, I think.
Yep.
So that gives you a push if the game ends in a draw. So it's a bit of insurance in a game like this, which could quite easily end in a draw. So Crystal Palace draw, no bet. I don't see them losing that game.
All right, a couple of picks left. You opposed Bournemouth last week. Easy winner. Man City crushed them. You're going against Bournemouth again?
Yeah, that game could have been 10. It really could. I mean, it wasn't how bad Bournemouth are. It's just to how brilliant Manchester City are. I mean, I think every bookmaker should pay out already on Man City to win the title. I think it's done already. That, you know, they're 4 points clear of Liverpool. That's the title done for me. They're just Bournemouth. At the first of the season, they shocked everyone when they beat Aston Villa. But this time around, I think they go to an Arsenal side, and I really like what I see from Arsenal so far this season. Really, really impressed with them. They've brought in a couple of players who have Premier League experience in Zinchenko and Jesus up front, but both from Manchester City. These are guys who've won things. They've won Premier League titles. They've won cup competitions. They've played in Champions League finals. Really, really experienced. And when you think that Arsenal was the youngest squad in the Premier League, to have those two sides, them two players in that side, really, really does change the dynamic of the team. I think offensively they look really good. And for the first time in a very, very, very long time, Arsenal have a consistent starting 11. They know the best 11. They know their side. And that really does help going through a season. I know Man City chop and change week on week, but they can afford to. Everybody, Liverpool pretty much played the first 11. And that is a really, really good thing for Arsenal. Really encouraging. And they're scoring goals. They scored 4 goals against Leicester. Leicester pegged them back and they went straight down the other end and scored. They scored goals against Crystal Palace. So 6 goals in 2 games. I think they'll be far too good for Bournemouth. And I like the minus 1 because I think they've got goals in them. So instead of betting the minus 250 on Arsenal to win, I'd rather take the minus 1 on Arsenal and hope that they win by more than 1 goal.
2 minutes left. Lower leagues. League 1, League 2. Take it away.
I'll give you 2 bets. League 1, I'm going to go for Charlton. Charlton have got a new owner a couple of seasons ago. Last season, it took a bit of time for them to sort of lend in and use some money and get the players in. But they look a real good side at the moment. Very, very attack-minded. They've got a very good striker in League 1 called Jadon Stockley, who's good at this level, scores goals. In midweek, it all come together for them. They've won 5-1 they won in midweek against a very good Plymouth side at home. They've won both of their home games already this season. The other one was against Derby, who are a team that very fancy to do well. They play a Cambridge side who, for me, aren't good enough in this division. I think they're a side that are going to struggle. On their road this season, they've lost both their games. And in midweek, Cambridge lost 4-1 against Portsmouth. It's a new-look Charlton side, new manager as well. I think they'll beat Cambridge around about minus 133. And if we go to League 2, I'm going to go for Bradford. Now, Bradford already this season have let me down on a couple of occasions already. They're the team I expect you to do well. But if you look at the data on Bradford, every single game they've played this season, they've dominated possession. On the opening day of the season, they had 81% of possession, which is phenomenal in a football match. And they've had 450 more passes than Doncaster, but they only drew 0-0. A similar situation happened in midweek. They lost 1-0 in a 97th minute winner against them, but they dominated possession and had 200 more passes. They play for me, Hartlepool, who are the worst team in England, the worst team in the whole of the Football League. And you can bet Bradford away from home at plus 120.
Wow.
They haven't been playing well, Bradford, but they will beat someone heavily very soon. I think it could be this weekend against Hartlepool.
Beautiful, mate. You're the man. Thank you for the time.
No problem. Have a good weekend.
First hour here brought to you by Bet Rivers. Get 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Up next, you can see this coming from 10 miles away.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. Bet Rivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes Bet Rivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook. Must be 21 around sportsbook.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.